Brian Mazurowski, and yes, he's back. Joe Beamer, how was the game?
Game was great, Brian. It was everything you could have imagined and more, and loved the atmosphere there at Highmark Stadium.
How was? Well, no, I don't want to start there. I don't want to go right to the negative. It was awesome, right?
It was great. It was great. I was expecting a close game just because the franchise history that we talked about on Monday. But it was a lot of fun. And so far, in the last 2 weeks, it's been the greatest sports moment of my month. So...
It's a great sports moment of my month.
What a great
bar to clear.
Well, just my other teams are dumpster fires, so I'm glad that the Bills are giving me the positive and
sweet. We rolled them. It was awesome. It was fun to watch at home.
Fun
there.
Trevor Lawrence.
You didn't see the TV broadcast.
No.
So my favorite part, I was saying yesterday, my favorite part was that they were able to find, like, every Jaguars fan in the crowd. Like, every time something happened, you were just getting shots of sad people wearing teal. I guess it's a color easy to spot for these camera operators, but it was just amazing how many they were able to find.
How do you become a Jaguars fan? You know, I was trying to think that. There were some near me.
If you live in Jacksonville, it's probably pretty easy.
Yeah, but I'm guessing not all of them came up here from Jacksonville. I always wonder that. You know, my friend...
It is just one of the weirdest teams to like.
I had a friend in college. He's since passed, but he was a Carolina Panthers fan. And he told me, well, because I remember every day of that franchise. I've been a fan since day one. That makes sense.
Yeah. Jaguars, you would be able to do that.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of people.
I'm guessing not all of them are
saying.
It's around the same time, right?
Around there, so, you know.
They still have their 90s-like logo.
Just became a football fan then. I'm going to start off with this new team.
Makes sense. I'm guessing not all of them are like that, but maybe so. Maybe I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
But they were all over the TV, which, I don't know, was funny to see. How was getting out of the Bills game? Because I was trying to talk about this yesterday. We were hearing that people were waiting and, like, not moving for over an hour. And I said, well, that's got to be really messed up at a game like that, where I would imagine there were people leaving at halftime.
Yeah, so take my section, for example, the people next to us on both sides gone before the second half kicked off, and two of the people in front of us gone. And you saw that, obviously, throughout the stadium, less people showing up. I always look, Brian, 10 minutes left in the third quarter. That's usually when people are back in their seats, and it was still, you know, I'd say a good number of people had left, and that just continued happening as the game progressed. I did not have any traffic issues. Again, I park a mile and a half from the stadium at the tire place on the other side of the railroad tracks. So maybe I'm not the best example. I actually thought for me it was the best getting out of the stadium I had witnessed since before the pandemic. I mean, we were able to literally just get right on Southwestern and be home before midnight, which was my logged time to get home was midnight, and we got there very much earlier before that.
Yeah, so a little easy for you. I mean, that's me. I was talking about this after the show yesterday about, you know, obviously a ton of people park very close to the stadium.
Yeah.
I would never be one of those people because, I mean, even getting in, you know, I was going to say because of the headache getting out and you're waiting for everybody ahead of you and you're, you know, in the thick of things trying to get out. But even getting in, it's a lot more difficult. You have to go into the heavy traffic area to get in. And I just, you know, park me anywhere. I want to get out of this car. I don't like waiting in the traffic. And I'm kind of like that way with everything. Like, I'll walk a distance. I'm totally fine with that. I don't want to go. It's like one of the rules for me for going to a game is don't get too close to the stadium. And then also don't cross the stadium. Like, I feel like that's an unofficial rule for everybody.
Yeah.
You're coming from the south towns, like, you don't pass the stadium and park somewhere on the others. You're coming from the north towns, you're parking on the north side of the stadium. You don't want to cross it because then you have to cross it after the game, and that's just never going to work out well for you.
No, and, you know, parking, because I've had this pushback. Oh, can we park a little closer, you know, when it's cold, when it gets colder? Obviously not an issue Monday when it gets colder. I actually think that makes more sense to park further when it's colder because you get the juices flowing as you walk into the stadium. You warm up a little bit, you know, you're moving, you're getting the body going. You just sit there you're going to be cold. So that's my example for when it's cold. It's also good to park further from the stadium.
Okay. Yeah, I just I enjoy the walk. It's fine with me.
And I'm cheap.
I honestly, it's the one, you know, when I'm talking about going downtown somewhere, and I say all the time, I won't pay for parking downtown. Right. Like, I'll look for the free space all the time because I know they're there. And it's just like, why am I going to pay for parking? I know that there's free spaces available right next to wherever I'm supposed to go.
Exactly.
For a Bills game, honestly, the price doesn't even cost or like cross my mind that much.
Yeah.
It's expensive either way. Like, you're paying over $25 no matter where you are. You're probably now 30 is the minimum.
I pay 30.
Yeah. I mean, 30 is the minimum far away. So, like, you're going to be paying a lot of money for parking wherever. 30 versus 50 versus whatever.
That's a beer.
Yeah. But, like, at that point, it's just, it doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, whatever. I know I'm going to pay.
It might be a lot, but I will always park in whatever the cheapest is.
I'm more worried about traffic than cheaper. I honestly, if the further away places were charging more than right next to the stadium because you got out easier, I would pay more to park further away.
I gotcha. I would not.
Not to give any ideas.
Yeah, please.
But as an idea. You know, if you're far away from the state, like, hey, you can advertise. We're $50 because you get out easier.
If Westhurst started offering parking on Southwestern for $15, I'd go park there.
It's like, excuse me, you're in Tonawanda.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not hitting any of that stadium traffic. Trust me.
I got
it. Get walking. $100, please. That's just the way I would look at it. But, you know, good to hear that you didn't have any of the traffic. Do you have, like, strange, because we were talking about the stadium traffic, and then I don't know how yesterday I got talking about the bags thing again, and people were on the text board were getting on my case because I refused to buy the little bags for, like, the upstairs garbage, because, you know, the like the garbage in the bathroom, you know, wherever else you might have it. There's one in we have, like, a little office desk area, and there's one under there. You always used to put the plastic bags that you get at the grocery store in there, that would be your garbage bag for the bathroom and all these other places. Yeah. And since those have been outlawed, I mean, you can't use them anymore. The few bags that I do have, I'm saving for dog poop.
Yeah.
So I just, they're bagless.
Yes.
And it's kind of gross.
You give it a good wash once every other week. You're fine.
Yeah. If you do that.
Yeah, because you take it down. Hey, I'm taking the trash out. Oh, before you take the trash to the dumpster, let's empty all the... Okay, cool. Boom, boom, boom. You don't let it sit in there too long. We take our trash out probably every other day. We have to...
Other day?
Yeah, a lot of trash. And we don't have
How much trash do you have?
But we don't have a big trash bag to begin with.
Oh, okay. No, I'm so, all right.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
So we don't have a big kitchen, so we don't have a big kitchen.
I'm like picturing
you're
in the big bin at the curb every other day. Like, what is going on in this house?
No. We have a small trash can to begin with. So, yeah. And then you don't let it sit there for a long time.
But people were getting on me because I refuse to buy the bags for those.
No, those are free. Those are free in every other state.
Yeah. I'm not spending money on things I shouldn't be spending money on.
Right.
And that, it's like,
I don't think you're wrong.
I would rather have a bag there. I'm not going to pay to have a bag there.
No. No.
And it's like one of those little, and like the parking around Buffalo, like, for the most part, I'm not going to pay for parking. We're going to drive around a little bit longer than you might like, but guess what?
You're not going to spend $25 in gas, so you still
I'm not
going to
spend more than I spent on the event to park the car for it.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
So that's the way we're going to go about it. And I'll drive around until I find it. Like, I have these little things that it's just about the principle of it.
Yeah. And if you park too far away, there's a train right there.
Could I easily do the other thing and it wouldn't, you know, be that much to me? Sure, in some cases. Yeah. But it's the principle of the matter. Like, do you have things like that that it's just, I'm not doing it, and it's the principle of the matter?
Oh, I don't know. So you said to me, are there restaurants or places you won't go to because of principle of the matter, right?
Oh, I got a list.
Yeah, let me tell you. And I know there are some places that are good. We are the chicken wing capital of Buffalo. I will not go to a non-Buffalo chicken wing place. you might have the best wings possible. I'm not in Buffalo going to some outsider who's come in and tried to perfect our wings.
How many places are there like that, really?
I will not get wings at a place that's not a Buffalo establishment.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You're not visiting the national chains for pizza and wings.
No. We have, I think, the best pizza.
I think that's most people.
I think we have the best pizza. We have a mixture between Detroit in New York, it's the best pizza, and obviously the greatest wings come from Buffalo.
I have a list of places, I mean, local chains, you name it, like it's both. I mean, I have like a whole list of restaurants or places in the back of my head that I'm not going to get into here.
Right.
And rarely is it's really never anything to do directly with me. But like if I hear from somebody, like if somebody has a problem with an owner or like something happened to them, like a friend of mine at a place, blacklisted.
Oh.
Never go to again.
There is a hotel chain, Brian, that I will never go to again because of one bad experience at one of their locations late at night. Last year, Virginia Tech had a 6-hour rain delay, so we had to stay somewhere we don't usually stay, and stayed at this chain hotel. Now, you know, different hotels, chain hotel. This is how bad it was. There was a toilet, not a port-a-john, a toilet sitting in the parking lot. So I don't care if it's the highest rated in the town I'm in. On principle, I will never stay at that brand hotel ever again. And they're rated 2.5 stars, but I will never stay there again on principle for one of the worst experiences I've ever had.
Yeah. If you came to me and said, like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. Like, this place, they wouldn't give you a refund. They screwed you out of some money. They did something like
that.
The
sheets hadn't been cleaned.
Not that so much.
Okay.
It's more like a personal affront to you.
Yeah.
Like you were treated badly.
Oh, yeah. Bad service.
They insulted you personally. I would, out of solidarity with you, I would never visit again.
Yeah, I'd go along those same lines.
I've just, principle of the matter. And then like stuff like that with me. I don't like the cleanliness stuff, like a lot of the stuff that you can, I mean, if you have a couple of, or two or three, like then, okay, you know, we get the picture.
Cigarette
fool
butts.
Me once, shame on you, fool me twice, you know. But, like, places where, I've got a place where I had a repair done, it didn't last, went to get an advertised refund because, you know, the work, I don't want to say it wasn't done properly, but didn't last.
It didn't, yeah.
And it just, okay, you know, here, fill this out. It just never happened. Look, I'm not going to spend days of my time trying to get this amount of money back. Instead, I'm just never going here again.
I have two places like that. There is a place where, I won't say the name, but there is a place where my wife went when there was a noise her car was making. They said, oh, it's this. We need to do a complete $800 rebuild of this system, right? They did it, and the system was great. It wasn't what was making the noise. They wouldn't give her a refund, out $800. I took my car to a place because it was not a... I forgot what the issue exactly was. I think it wasn't accelerating correctly or whatever. Well, they fixed that problem, Brian. But then my car kept on overheating, nonstop overheating. I'm in my car for 10 minutes, no matter doing what, it would overheat. They said, oh, we didn't cause that issue, even though it wasn't an issue before I brought my car there.
Mm-hmm.
No refund, wouldn't fix. Then I asked them to fix this problem. Oh, that's out of our expertise. So they caused the problem, didn't give me a refund for what caused the problem, and then couldn't fix it.
Yeah. I would stand in front of that place in a chicken suit with a big sign saying, just don't come here.
I'd love that.
I think you could do that on the little strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
That's hard land, right?
Yeah. You can walk there with the sign and do something like that. Ask me why.
I might do that. But I know why they now changed their name.
Yeah. We don't want to be at all.
And it was one of those places, and I hate to be this guy because, you know, support local business, but it's one of those places that say, if you rate us... A 5-star on Google will give you a discount next time you need an oil change. I'm sorry. That to me is just bad business.
On the text board, 803-0930. Like, what are your little stands that you take that you just won't do? Whether it's me refusing to buy the little bags because I think it's ridiculous and I should be able to get the bags like I did my entire life until like 5 years ago, or something else, let me know. 803-0930, somebody on the text board saying, I received a questionable parking ticket in a certain suburb As a result, my wife and I decided not to visit restaurants in that town for the next year. We're not paying sales tax out of principle and a boycott. I love it. Because, like, what I'm talking about are things that are likely going to have no difference on. Like, one person, you boycotting that particular business, that town, whatever, no one's going to notice.
Right.
You're not having any real impact. It's the principle of the matter. It's that, like, no, this is my little stand. Let me have it. I feel like I'm making a world of difference here, even though I know I'm not.
Yeah, and you got to stick by it. Right, you're right.
You have to.
It's not going to be, it might not be changing for the company, but like I'm not bringing my services there. The little bit of money I might spend or whatever it is, I'm not going there. And I'm not going to, you know, speak positively about it if people ask me.
There's a lot of these little things I think exist in your everyday life. You might not even realize it. I remember living on Delaware Street. I lived on it. Delaware Street in the city of Tonawanda. And just out of principle, because that street can be confusing for a lot of people, Delaware Avenue, when it turns into Delaware Street, goes from two lanes down to one. There's even a sign, that the little merge sign. A lot of people might not know what that means, as evidenced by you driving down the street. But there's the little merge sign. It goes down to one lane. And out of principle, I would, on that street, and this is going to make me sound like a real jerk, but I lived on there, and I was so sick of people just blowing past, whatever, cutting people off because, oh, there's cars parked on the side of the street. It's wide enough to be two lanes, but it really is one lane. It's one lane with room for
parking
on the side, and also cars to turn. You can go around the car that's turning and keep the flow of traffic there. I would drive in the middle of that street at exactly 29 miles an hour and not let anybody pass me one way or the other because someone's got to learn that for however long that stretch, I don't think it's even a mile, this is one lane and stop speeding down my street.
I think you're
it's the principle of it.
Well, it's like me. If I see construction up ahead and people aren't getting over, even though I know we talked about this and apparently I'm the one in the wrong, I will drive in the middle of the two lanes so people can't pass to slow down traffic at the beginning of the construction. I know we did that show and people said, Joe, you're in the wrong, zipper, merging, whatever. I still feel you're slowing me down. I'm in the middle of the lane. So even
I
wrong,
still think you're
even wrong.
I'm
taking a principle stance.
Which is allowed.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be wrong. And you know what? Sometimes we're wrong about things and we'll still stick by it.
The only place that ever fired me, I never went back there. They went out of business. I'm sure it had nothing to do with me, but I applauded when they finally went out of business.
Of course you wouldn't. Do you have a place like that? And we're talking about more things, including a conversation we had earlier this morning on what do you want to see in a soccer stadium in Buffalo? The survey is out now. You can weigh in on that as well. What's your stance? Let us know. B-Maz and Beamer, 803-0930 here on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski here, Joe Beamer alongside me on WBEN. Happy Wednesday to everybody out there. Talking about a number of things this morning, including your little stands, your little principles, right? Somebody saying when the medium wing order is short, 18 instead of 20, I will leave the place. I don't think I've ever been shortchanged wings before. I have gotten like the little half wing where I'm just like, come on.
I think they mean when there's places out there that's what they like. A single's 10, get a double. Well, it's only 18. You know what I mean? Like that's how they advertise it. Does that make sense? Because there's some places out there that will purposely short you the two wings. I think that's what they mean. But I'll just say this: when they're really good wings, they can get away with it. I guess I'm not as principled on that. Does that make sense, though?
Yeah, I've never been shorted wings, but I have gotten those, you know what I'm talking about? Like those little wings. They're like, how did this make it in? Where's the quality control? And I'm always like, come on, what's going on here?
Yeah.
If that happens to me twice, you're done.
You're out.
It's tough to be, I mean, like you got to be on your A game because...
But if you're going to a place that a small wing like that can fit in... What kind of wings are we talking about anyway?
True. It's very true.
Like a nice big meaty wing.
I mean, it would have been true before, but I think even more so now when everything is, like my wife was saying last week, she says this all the time, like, oh, we got to try more new places. Like, we got to go out and do more new places. And like, I'm usually, I would tend to agree with her.
Okay.
Like, all right, I like trying new places. I like going to new places. It's fun. See what they have. But I've become more and more like, I don't know about that. Like, because when you try new places, you could get duds. And it's a more expensive dud now than it ever has been. And
that's a great point.
When have you, and like, we have a lot of great restaurants across Western New York, but let's be honest, there's a lot of just,
right,
places too.
Yeah.
And when you're going, like I did a few weeks ago, we went out, went to a place and, you know, got the meal. And there's nothing bad, I would say, about the place, but it was, you ate the food and you're like, you know, it was whatever.
Yeah.
And then the bill is $75. Like, you know what? What if we just kind of stick with our go-tos and call it a day?
I don't disagree. And I think, because I think Buffalo has some of the best food in the country. But you're right. There are a lot of places that, it's the place down the street. But you wouldn't travel there. You know what I mean? And it is right now. I mean, if it's something you don't like, it's not your taste. It's more expensive than ever. That's why, you know, when we were getting $1,200 checks from the government during COVID, that was the best time to go and check out a place.
Check out stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Now, not so much.
I am a very much stuck in my way. Like, it might not be the best. It might not even be the best. I know I'll like it. If it's a takeout night, and I know I like it, I'd rather that than trying something that could be better, but it could also be worse.
And that's, I should say, because we've been talking about like the place they're on your blacklist. Like, that's not a blacklisted place, but it's not a place. No. I'm not going back, and it has everything to do with how expensive things are nowadays. Like, it's just, if I'm gonna spend the money to do it, I better like it.
Yes.
And now, instead of just on a whim kind of trying a new place, which you, I think, still do if it's like directly in your neighborhood. Like in my little North Tonawanda, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. We can walk to play. Like, we'll still try the new places.
You gotta give them a chance.
Because it's within walking distance. Like, it's right there. But anywhere else, I need some solid reviews from some trusted people before we go, okay, let's give it a try.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It takes a little bit more to get me to be like going out, trying new things. Which, again, like you just said, 4 years ago, would have been all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Never would have stopped.
What, Dave's Hot Chicken just opened? I'll go. Now it's like, oh, Dave's Hot Chicken. Jeez. A little pricey. Good, but it's pricey.
Somebody on the text board, stop eating chicken wings. They're loaded with saturated fat and will eventually kill you. Okay, Mom.
Who said that?
Listen, I get it. What did I see the one time? It was a report. It was on hot dogs. And it was like, every hot dog you eat takes a day off of your life.
Oof.
I'm like, if that was true, if that was true, I'd be gone already.
Yeah. You know, hot dogs is one of those things, though. The older I get, I love a good summertime hot dog, but hot dogs used to be the thing. I would cut it up and put it in anything, mac and cheese, beans. Maybe I'm just not a kid anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, you passed kindergarten, and then you stopped doing that?
No, but I mean,
that's actually pretty normal.
I even like, you know, I when I lived by myself in a studio apartment, Brian, I would make hot dogs and have just hot dogs and toast. I loved that. Now it's like, I do stay away from hot dogs more than that.
Hot dogs and toast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
buttered toast and two hot dogs, where I put a little mustard on top of them.
Describe that to me. Like, you're just using the toast as a bun.
No. Toast by itself with butter. And then two hot dogs, no bun, with mustard.
That's a plate.
I would also, because I would always have hot dogs in the fridge, I'd also cut up the hot dogs, put them in eggs, and make hot dog omelets.
It's something that at the same time, if this makes sense, sounds like, well, yeah, that should be good. And also like, ew.
Yeah. For the omelet, you know, you cut it up and you pan fry it, and then you put it in the eggs, whip it up, put some cheese down in the skillet.
I know that. Because I was about to say, like, I've used slices of bread for a hot dog bun.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, of course.
But toast and hot dogs is, that's...
Eat the hot dogs with a fork, take a bite of toast.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's a little... What if you saw that in a menu at a restaurant?
I mean, I'd have to try it now. Again, it reminds me of those nights in my late 20s all by myself playing NCAA football and having hot dogs and toast.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. 803-0930. Somebody's saying everything out there is going to eventually kill us, so screw it. That's what the texter said. And, like, yeah, I mean, you got to.
Yeah, I mean.
Within moderation, yes.
Right, within moderation. I mean, but at the same time, I wouldn't take that to the 40% obesity rate and go, well, I mean, we're all going to die one day, right? Like, there is a middle ground.
We might have a little too much of that attitude. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, a hot dog's going to take a day out of my life. All right, I'm enjoying a summertime hot dog. I'm going to go to Ted's. I'm going to get a pack of Salins. I'm going to live it up. That's different than, well, 40%. I mean, we're all going to die one day, right?
Yeah. My grandfather lived to 102. He ate hot dogs daily his entire life. Like, that's a little much.
Maybe he would have lived to 150.
We'll never know.
Yeah. 102. Do you want to live that long? I've always thought that question.
Yeah. I want to live to 300.
But.
Sitting here right now, yes.
But given.
Ask me in 50 years.
But given everything, like, if I could have my mind and everything the way it is today, I'd love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Joe, I'm never going to lose any cognitive ability whatsoever. Oh, okay. Don't you know this? This is how it works.
Okay.
That's me sitting here at 34. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sharp as a tack to the age of 250.
You wait till you hit 36. Your mind starts.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, that will change any day now, but at least for now, I'm holding on to this. Hey, in the 8 o'clock hour, we spoke with Peter Marlette Jr. He's leading the group Buffalo Pro Soccer, which aims to bring a pro soccer team to Buffalo, as the name would suggest, here by 2026, which is pretty soon. You know, basically in 2 years' time, because that season would have started a while ago, so in a year and a half. And so in a year, you'd imagine, or maybe even less, they'd have to have a new stadium. And they've launched a survey to get people's thoughts on that future soccer stadium, giving feedback on location, seat locations, pricing, amenities, all that kind of stuff. So we talked with Peter about it. If you missed that, on demand, of course, like all of our interviews, the Odyssey app and WBEN.com. He told us again that Buffalo News site near the HSBC atrium, right by the, in between basically the ballpark and the hockey arena, is a finalist site for the stadium. But there are other sites where he said people are aware they're waiting on the survey results before finalizing a location. We talked with him again today. This idea has been kicked around for a while. Are there things that you would need to see in a stadium? Like when you're going through, I don't know if you took the survey or not, but it asks a lot of different questions. And by the way, somebody on the text board when this interview was going on said, you know, what about Rochester and how they've built? I brought that up to Peter when he first announced this and joined me in studio. Like, hey, what did you learn from what they did down the 90 where they built a brand new soccer stadium? And it's almost as if they built the stadium and the stadium tanked the team that have been successful there for so many years. But because they didn't pick the right location, nobody wanted to go to games anymore. And he said that, you know, look, they're well aware of everything that went on just an hour away, and they're determined to not repeat that mistake. What do you think? You know, location, things like that. When you think about a 10,000-seat stadium and you see some of the things that they've been asking about, they ask like things about like what's important to you, and they list everything under the sun, like covered seats or a special bar or spaces for family. Like, do you have a list of things in your head that would pop in and say, like, oh, this would make it successful in Buffalo?
I mean, I think a majority of the success will have to do, again, with location. I think, you know, Brian, you brought the Rochester thing, and after we talked about it on the air, I went and read some more about it, and really, I mean, it's sunk a franchise, the location. I think it is, you put the soccer down, the stadium downtown, the franchise will be successful, and I think the stadium will be successful, and those are two different things. I think it I think it's important to put this in the city of Buffalo where you already have foot traffic. And I would love to see the stadium in the spot that we've talked about by the Buffalo News. I think you put this team there, it'd be very difficult to fail.
If you go through the you know, survey, it asks about like different amenities. Like, is it important for you to have like a gathering area, like all these things? I mean, if you're building this from the ground up, it's a smaller stadium. It's a 10,000 seat right. venue. I mean, are there things you'd like to see are important to you? Like, it asks even, is it important for you to have like a big video board or something like that? What do you think?
I mean, a video board would be nice. I don't know if it's important. We've talked about this with the arena, Brian, the Jumbotron. I mean, it would be nice to look like it's a stadium that was built in the 2020s. But I think location is more important than what the stadium has. Obviously, you want concessions. Yeah, it would be nice to have, like at Highmark, they have a bar in behind one of the end zones. That would be nice to have. I really do think it comes down to a functioning stadium is first and foremost the most important thing.
It asked about and it gave me like some things I wouldn't have never thought of before, including like an area for kids to hang out and then access for them to be on the field and do events like that. And I said, you know what? That's like the perfect type of thing for this to, you know, get the ball rolling. Because if I knew that there is a place you could take the kids and they would have a little bit of freedom. I mean, I'm sure a lot of parents deal with this. And I see it, and I was just at the Sabres game last weekend with my oldest son, who's like 4.5. And he's good for a little while, but once, you know, the snack is gone and, you know, the game lasts, you know, into the second period, you get a little restless of just sitting in the seat and watching things going on for a while. So, like, to have an area where you're not necessarily confined to the seat and you're doing... That could be, I think, pretty attractive to a lot of people.
That would be nice. And that's, you know, something we talked about. And hey, I want to see this as much as the next person. But it is that it's got to have that that minor league feeling, right? You know, again, it's what, one down from MLS, two down from MLS. But that's more something you expect like at a Bisons game. I think that has to be available here. Kid friendly, family friendly. Yeah, it'd be nice to, hey, this is a long game. My 4-year-old wants to go and there's a place where other kids might be. And that you could still watch the game.
Yeah. Ideally, like, it's not like you can run around in all these in this section because it's empty.
No, that would be the wrong idea.
There's a dedicated space for that to happen. I think the downtown thing is crucial.
So important.
And I have been banging on the drum for that. Again, it's not my money. It's not my team. But that site right by the arena, I just think would be perfect for not just the team, but for any other event you might want to have at that stadium, a concert, anything like that. It would just be great for that kind of stuff. I think you got to do it. But this survey is available, and I'll post the link up on our website soon after the show for a couple of weeks, open through October 7th. They're also doing a public town hall October 3rd at the Banshee in the evening to learn a little bit more. But I think it's an exciting thing. You know, you remember when Highmark Stadium, the new Bills Stadium, when they had this very similar survey showing you different types of seats. Like, would you be interested in this? Would you be interested in that? Do you think they overanalyze it, or is it just like the way things have to be done now?
It's the way things have to be done now. I don't think it's an overanalyzing.
It's smart to overanalyze.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking, like, back in the day, like, they didn't have this ability to push this out to anybody who might be interested. Here, take this online survey.
Right. It was a very exclusive, you know, group of people that would get to
just
put
like,
their input.
Yeah, people might like this. Yeah. We'll see. Right? And like now, like that just seems so outdated and like crazy that ever happened. We're asking people about the exact type of seat. You know, what about a bleacher versus a back chair seat versus a standing seat? That's in this survey.
They asked, covered seat.
And covered versus uncovered.
How important is covered seat? I saw in the survey.
And, you know, when they opened Rich Stadium, it was just like, here you go.
Yeah. Hey, it's
this
not
is what
that,
you get.
It's not that dump that you've been playing in for 20 years.
I mean, to think about that, like, they're asking your opinion. Oh, would you sit, you know, on the end okay, if you sat in the end, do you want a chair? Would a bleacher be okay? Would you prefer a standing section? Which I kind of love the idea of, by the way. Do you want it to be covered? Do you want it to be uncovered? And how much would you pay for this ticket? A game? A year? Like all this stuff that, what, 10 years ago even, I don't think ever would have been asked to this many people.
Like a week ago, I put on a USL championship match because they're available on ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the stadium they were playing in. Looks very nice, by the way. I can't remember the city, so that would help the story. And there was a standing room, it looked like, in the corner of the stadium. A lot of people standing. And I was like, that would be cool.
That's nice. Yeah. This, like, the tiered standing, where it's the actual...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is talking about. Not, like, standing on the, you know, field level or whatever, but the actual... You know,
like
where
that.
You might have bleachers or whatever, there's a rail so you don't topple over each other.
Right.
And you stand up entire game.
This stadium had it in the corner. So you had bleachers at the mm-hmm. end and on the side, and then on the corner it had like this platform where people were standing.
I would have loved to see something like that at the Bills Stadium.
Yeah.
But I know when you're charging them, people want a seat. You want the option.
That was discussed though. Wasn't standing room discussed at the new Bills Stadium?
Well, there's standing room, but I'm talking about...
Tiered
you'd
standing
have
room.
To picture it. It's a standing section.
Okay.
It's not... Which is different from standing room.
Right.
It's what's done in a lot of soccer stadiums, where it's a whole... Sometimes a whole side of the stadium behind the goal will just be standing.
And every row's
it's
got
tiered.
A bar?
Yeah, every row has, you know, like it's basically a rail or something, so you don't lean over and crush everybody and fall down.
I like that.
But it's tiered, so you're not just all on one level, where if you're not in the first row, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
But it's all standing.
Well, that's good that they're getting people's opinion, because there will be some people who would never go into that
situation.
You
can sit in the other end.
Right, yeah.
Right? And you'd have to know when you're buying the ticket that you have a spot, but there's no seat. Attached
yeah.
to it.
Yeah. I like that. I love standing room. Like the standing room in Toronto is, in my opinion, the best way to watch
but
a hockey
isn't
game.
That like the perfect, because at Bills games you get this now, where it's everyone wants to stand, but then you hear from like 30% of the people, maybe it's half, like hate that everybody stands. And like this could just solve it all. If you want to stand, here's the perfect place. And if you don't want to stand, well, everywhere else has a seat.
You can't be as loud sitting down.
Yeah, which that's the loud section is the standing section.
Yeah. So for all the people at the Bills games who complain, we would not have that home field advantage if we couldn't stand.
Somebody mentioned, did anyone mention a team name? I don't know if I missed it. They ask about that in the survey, too.
The Buffalo Blizzard.
No, can you do that? Is that still?
I think the league is defunct, so I don't think anyone would have the right to that name.
I wouldn't hate it.
No, bring it back. Let's go.
I would like it, I think. But anyways,
unless Utah takes it for their hockey team, then I don't want it.
I'd still want it. I mean,
no,
we're not going to play the hockey team in soccer, so you wouldn't have to worry about
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Brian.
I don't think it would be that confusing.
No. Buffalo Blizzard. I'm all for it.
Let's bring it back. All right. I like it. You could check out the link to that, by the way. I'll put it up on our website, WBEN.com, shortly here.
Where would you put the chances that this 2026 we're talking about the Buffalo soccer team? Not to put you on the spot, but you are the soccer guy.
I don't know. I mean, I would love to say 100.
Yeah.
I can't. You know me, right? And we were just talking about this last week. We were just talking about this Monday. The mall, North Aw Block, everything. You look around Buffalo. It's not in a Western New Yorker's blood to say it's 100%.
Yeah.
Or to be optimistic. I would be doing a disservice to every single person listening to this who spent a lifetime in Western New York to say, oh, it's definitely going to happen because, you know, that's us.
Well, to tie it into Monday's conversation, I did hear that Brian Culpa is offering Buffalo Pro Soccer Station 12.
So. You can knock the balls between the buildings. You would be the Blizzard. It'd be indoor, outdoor. You'd have the walls. All right, we'll be back here tomorrow. A lot of great stuff still to come today, including David Bellavia, who's on after the news with Lucas on WBEN.